This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Mary Anna Dunn is the program director and the president of the Enrichment Alliance of Virginia, and she joins us live in studio. I'm glad you're here. It's good to see you.
Thank you very much for having
me. Get right up to the microphone. I'm glad you're here. We've been talking on email a lot about when can we do this, and your organization is really something special. You do a lot of great work in our community, and I wanted people to know more about it. And there's also a big conference coming up that we want to let people know about. But the best place to start first is, what is the Enrichment Alliance of Virginia?
The Enrichment Alliance of Virginia is a small nonprofit organization. We've been in operation for about 2 years now. We incorporated 4 years ago, but this is our second year of offering programs. And the mission of the Enrichment Alliance of Virginia is to work to ensure that all children, regardless of their income, their distance from town centers, or disability, are able to spend their time when they're not in school engaged in meaningful, safe, and enriching activities.
So give me an example then of a program perhaps that y'all have put together and is up and running.
Thank you. The Enrichment Place meets on Monday afternoons at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Church. And thank you, by the way, to the church for providing us this opportunity to meet there. We serve a maximum of 8 children on Monday afternoons, 8 elementary school age children. And of the 8 children, we will have in any given session between 3 and 5 children who have been diagnosed with a disability of some form. It's an inclusion program. So we try to bring children together rather than targeting children in a separate group. We also, besides children with disabilities in that program, currently have 2 children whose families have sought refuge from war-torn parts of the world. And then the remaining children in the program are children that are not coming with any particular special needs, but are just there to enjoy the rich programming that we can offer those children.
We're talking with Mary Anna Dunn. She's the program director and the president of the Enrichment Alliance of Virginia. And that's an example of one program that y'all do that really provides a terrific opportunity for special needs kids or kids that normally wouldn't fit into the after-school scene to when they do leave school, they can go over here to this program mm-hmm. and just continue to have, mm-hmm. as you put it, an enriching experience. It sounds really wonderful. What kind of feedback are you getting from the families?
Very good. Yeah, it's been a really rewarding experience. And one thing I'd like to point out is that it's not just a very positive experience, which it is for the child who may have a disability or limited English skills or just need a quiet place to recover from having, you know, come here from a refugee camp. It's also been an extremely positive experience for the children that you might refer to as reverse inclusion children, children that are coming without any particular special needs. One parent recently spoke to one of our board of directors members and said, and I can't quote exactly, something to the effect that this has erased forever any prejudices my child might have had against people with disabilities of any kind. Also, the same parent said, this is a place that my child can feel that he can be here and be himself. And this was a child without a disability. So it's been a very reciprocal, positive relationship. I would also say that the children with the disabilities bring so much enthusiasm for learning and sometimes kind of unbridled enthusiasm for learning that it really enriches everyone's experience there.
That's wonderful. That really is wonderful. Mary Anna Dunn is my guest. And real quick, is there a website
yes.
that we can send people
mm-hmm.
to?
www.enrichva.org.
Enrich, E-N-R-I-C-H-V-A .org.
Yeah.
And there's a conference coming
yes.
up that you've put together, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Okay. The title of the conference is Welcoming Children with Asperger's Syndrome and High-Functioning Autism into Your Enrichment Program. And what we'll be doing at that conference is sharing some of the strategies that we've acquired and employed over the past couple of years to make our enrichment space more welcoming to children that are coming with particular strengths and challenges that you associate with what you might call on the spectrum disabilities, on the spectrums, sort of high-end, high-functioning disabilities associated with autism or Asperger's.
Yeah, and then what a wonderful opportunity for not only parents, but also I'm thinking of caregivers and mm-hmm. teachers especially, mm-hmm. Who, let's admit it, I mean, I know from personal experience and you know from what you do, mm-hmm. there's a whole lot of kids out there who are on the spectrum these days who have autism, varying levels of autism or Asperger's or ADD, ADHD. And teachers now are faced with a new generation of kids who are really sick and bring into the classroom a whole bunch of different challenges. And the number one thing that I see among teachers is most of them don't even really know what autism looks like and what it is and what to expect. My sister is a grade school teacher in Georgia. She has two kids with autism in her class. She was really nervous about it. She did not know what to expect because it's a spectrum disorder. So every kid is different. They're all it's like heart disease. It's really different. Somebody with heart disease might be out jogging. Somebody else might be on their deathbed. I mean, it really is a spectrum disorder. And what a wonderful opportunity now to get these people all in a room and you can really explain to them what they might be, what they could expect.
Exactly. And if you think about a classroom teacher who has the resources, presumably of the public schools, possibly a private school, but most likely a public school teacher, they have the resources that the public schools are able to put together to train that teacher in working with children on the spectrum, and it's still bewildering to them. Then think about a person who is providing educational opportunities for children that are not part of our public school system. So somebody who is teaching an art class at an art center, someone who is teaching swimming or doing a nature study camp, things that might really appeal to a child with Asperger's, but this person may find it even more intimidating and bewildering to think about how they're going to have a positive experience and how the child is going to have a positive experience if they haven't had an opportunity to look at the picture and some of the simple things that might make the environment more welcoming for the child.
We're talking with Mary Anna Dunn. She's Program Director and President of the Enrichment Alliance of Virginia, online at enrichva.org. And you know, it's not just teachers. It really gets down to just babysitters. I mean, we've had people we've talked to on the phone, can you come watch our kids? And they find out that one of our two children, we have twins, was diagnosed with autism. And they're like, look, I don't know the first thing about that. And I say, that's fine, because I get it. I mean, I totally understand. Hey, neither did I. And I mean, there is a tremendous learning curve. And so give us the nuts and bolts of this conference and remind us again sort of how it's going to work.
Okay. Well, we are inviting anyone, of course, who's interested in this, but we would love to have people who do enrichment programs. I know we have people currently signed up from McGuffey Arts Center, people from Camp Holiday Trails, Parks and Recreation, class after school programs in Charlottesville, Wintergreen Nature Foundation. These are some of the people that have are going to be coming to this program. So I would love to see Girl Scout leaders come, anybody that is involved in a child's life. Church, we're going to have some church people come from Thomas Jefferson Memorial Church, who again is hosting this also for us, and we're also very grateful to them for this opportunity. But I would encourage religious education teachers, anybody who's volunteering and working with children, because you will have these children in these programs. It's not really just a matter of, do you want to? Are you ready to try it? They will be there.
They will be at the door. Yep.
They're going to be there. So we would encourage you to come in and learn more about it. And we also are going to have some parents who are there. So we will be set up at tables. We'll have about probably 3 to 5 tables at each table, maybe 5 or 6 people looking for a mix of providers, but we would like to have maybe one parent at each table because as you said, they are so different. Every human individual is so different. So the child is going to be different, and it is a spectrum. So rather than going with sort of a stereotyped idea of what a child with Asperger's syndrome or high-functioning autism looks like, I'd rather have some give and take where people can converse about it. So it'll be a mix of interactive and kind of hands-on things. We'll have some of our materials that we use available for people to try out, and a little bit of definitely the PowerPoints and the talking head in front as well. But we really want to give people a lot of opportunity to interact, discuss, and I believe everybody there is probably going to be coming with some experiences already. So I'd hope that we'll be able to learn from each other rather than my standing up and just talking about our program.
And when and where again?
March the 26th 9 to noon at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Church in the Social Hall. That's on Rugby Road in Edgewood Lane. And there is registration information on the internet also.
And that's at enrichva.org. Mary Anna Dunn, the program director and the president of the Enrichment Alliance of Virginia. Anyone, really, who has anything to do with a child's life would benefit from this experience, from this conference.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And now, before we go, I got just about a minute left. What do you think it is that most people don't know, or that you really try when you get these people together, you really try to communicate when it comes to working with some of these children?
I would, again, and I've said this and you've said this, but I would want to focus on the individuality, that this is first and foremost a person and a child. I also would like people to be aware of the extraordinary strengths and gifts that a child with Asperger's syndrome has to offer to everyone else. I would encourage people to look beyond the stereotypes. This is not a person that doesn't like people. This is not a fact factory like some of the early stereotypes have had of this at all. Somebody who's interacting differently has some challenges, processing information, some challenges, communicating in exactly the same ways we do, but is as unique and well-developed as anybody else in the room.
I had somebody tell me one time, oh, yeah, kids with autism, they don't like to be held or touched. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Where did you hear that? I've never seen that. But those stereotypes are out there. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for what you're doing to try to go past that and educate people in this community. And as in result, really help these kids and these families. Thank you, Mary.
Well, thank you again so very much for the opportunity.
Mary Anna Dunn, the program director and president of the Enrichment Alliance of Virginia, online at enrichva.org.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.